Late.
And if he's still coughing up blood in the morning, take him to the doctor's. This is Radio Thames serving the Thames area, and you're listening to Jack of All Trades. Whatever the subject, whatever your question, Jack of All Trades has the answer. Let's go to our next caller, Mrs. Jean Norris from Greenwich. And Jean is a widow, and she's got a bit of a problem with her back door that won't shut properly. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
Jean, we've had a lot of wet weather lately, and a lot of people have had trouble with swollen doors. So what you need to do is shave a bit off it with a plane, repaint it, and it should be as good as new.
No? I'm a frail old pensioner.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly couldn't afford to get someone in.
Oh.
I don't want to touch my life savings, you see. 600 quid. It's good for 80 years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, I hope you've got it safely in a bank.
Trust banks.
No.
I'm very happy with the biscuit tin. Third drawer down in the kitchen cupboard.
Hang on, Jean. Don't go telling everyone where you keep your money. You've got to be a bit security conscious here. You don't want to broadcast that sort of information.
No.
Tell you what, I'll pop round first thing tomorrow morning and get that back door of yours fixed.
Would you? Oh, I'd really appreciate
it. No
that.
Problem. What's the address?
27 Draycott Terrace, Greenwich.
27 Draycott Terrace. Now, I know where that is. Is that down by the gasworks?
Yes, it's the one on the end by the alley.
All right, yeah.
Oh, it's such a relief. Do you know, I've been so worried I haven't been able to sleep.
Well, I'll tell you what to do, Jean. Jean, take a couple of strong sleeping pills and go straight to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, there'll be a nice big surprise for you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Oh. Now, we've got another caller now. It's Mike, and he's got a legal problem.
Come on, darling. Shh. Shh. Come on now. Shh. Back to sleep. Shh. We mustn't wake up, Daddy. Come on. Come on. Out we go. Out we go. Shh. Shh. We'll just sit quietly in here. There you go. Come on, have some Milky Milky. Milky Milky, come on. Shh. Come on, take it easy. Here we go. Whoops. Come back. Oh. There you go. Oops, see? Too greedy, aren't you? Bloody hell. At least it's only on me, eh?
Pretentious rubbish.
The play?
The menu. Carpaccio of venison and a coulis of beetroot. Halibut manquet in a turnip and radicchio galette with wilted leaves. For the vegetarian special, braised endive. Oh, it's bollocks. It's not a menu. It's a catalogue for a conceptual art exhibition in Hoxton.
Feeling a little dyspeptic, Bob?
Why not have a plain steak, Bob, to scrape off the pink peppercorn sauce?
I'll have the venison, I think. I enjoyed the play.
Halibut for me. I thought it was very clever. And a bottle of Merlot and one of the Chilean Chardonnay. Where's that waitress? And
collective decision-making. Marvellous, thank you, Justin.
But you always drink Merlot.
And you always assume that Merlot...
I mean, it's not even a proper play, is it? Just three people talking.
It's on a stage, for God's sake, so ipso facto, it's a play.
This is art because I say it's art bollocks. It either has intrinsic merit or it doesn't, and that didn't.
I'm picking up a little bit of hostility here, Bob.
Oh, God, I feel the joy of therapy coming on.
All I can say, Bob, is that I have found therapy a very useful tool in managing my anger.
I like my anger. Rage is good. It confirms that I'm alive.
Who was it said that language is a virus from outer space?
Oh, you are so pretentious.
The point I'm trying to make is, it's not just three people talking. People use words to clarify, to facilitate, to engender meaningful contact. But people also use words to obfuscate, to mislead, to wound. Communication is complex.
Oh, please.
No, Justin has a point. I just don't understand it.
Do you recall when you became bitter and twisted, Bob?
Round about the time that the lights went down and I realised that nothing worth watching was going to happen. Listening to people talk for an hour and a half does not constitute entertainment. Give me Arnie, give me car chases, more integrity.
Who was it said shit has its own integrity?
What I liked was hearing men talk, really talk.
Ah, yes, but men don't talk like that.
We do.
Yes, we do, but men by and large don't.
Communicate meaningfully?
Yes.
Truthfully?
Yes.
No, we don't. If we communicated meaningfully and truthfully, we would have addressed your appalling body odour, Bill, and your closet homosexuality long ago, Justin.
Still, at least it was short.
Let's try little lullaby, shall we? Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Okay, you get that. Let's look out the window, shall we? See? Everyone else is asleep. The whole world's asleep except us. So why don't we just stop fighting it and go and join them? Sleepy, sleepy. Shh. All quiet. Everyone's sound asleep. Well, except for some traffic, but this is London, which doesn't give you permission to stay awake. Only grown-ups can stay awake. Grown-ups on night duty or going out clubbing, not bad-tempered itty-bitty babies, so shh. Shh. Look over there at the park. See all the trees? There's fairies living in those trees. Yes, there is. The Twinkle Twinkle Conker fairies. They come out at night time and watch all the little babies sleeping. And every time a little baby opens its eyes and tries to wake up, they blow magic sleeping breath in their face. And they fall straight back to sleepy byes again. Yes, they do. You don't believe me, do you? I've got a cynical baby, haven't I? A skeptic. Well, good for you. Let me tell you right now, Cinderella does not live happily ever after. But I dare say the prince has a bloody good life. Let's check in, Appy.
And that really is the safest way of making zinc alloy. You're listening to Radio Thames, serving the Thames area, and this is Jack of All Trades. Whatever your problem, whatever your question, Jack can answer it. And we've got a gardening question now from Leslie on line two, calling from a mobile phone in her shed. Hello, Leslie, what's your question?
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Leslie.
I'm a midnight gardener.
Yeah?
I work very long hours during the day, and I find it helps me unwind if I can get out of the garden at this time of night.
Oh, well, you know, once upon a time, people who used to garden at midnight were known as nutcases. Now, what's your problem?
I was wondering if you could tell me the difference in touch.
Yes?
Between daffodils and rhododendron.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the battery in my torch seems to have gone, and if I turn the security light on, I'll disturb the neighbours, and, well, he's an obnoxious old man next door.
Right, OK, well, first things first, Leslie, what you need to do is address the problem of the battery. Have you got a screwdriver?
Yes, I've got one here.
Good, good. Now, grab hold of that, Leslie. Now, does your shed have power?
Yes.
Good, good, good. Find a plug socket.
Got it.
Yeah, now undo the screws on the socket, Leslie.
OK.
Now, put your finger in. Now, can you feel any bare metal?
Yes.
Now, I did tell you to turn the power off, didn't I?
No.
I think you'll find I did. Are you hurt at all, Leslie?
No, I'm all right.
All right, so what happened, Leslie?
There was a blue flash.
In that blue flash, did you see where the rhododendron bush was?
No, it was all too quick.
Well, I bet you won't be doing that again in a hurry.
No, I won't, Jack.
Now, what I want you to do, Leslie, is to do exactly the same thing again, but very slowly.
All right.
And pay attention this time, Leslie, when there's a blue flash. Did you see it that time?
No, sorry, I was looking in the wrong direction.
All right, try again.
Oh, that might have been it.
Give it another go.
Yes, that's definitely it. I'll just check.
Well, I think we'll leave that one there, Leslie. Raymond on line one. You've got a problem with disruptive neighbours. The woman next door keeps flashing a blue light and screaming. Raymond, you've got to call the police.
Josh, I am in a hotel bar. Where are you?
In bed in California, and good morning to you too.
The man.
What man?
Box number 607, ma'am.
Is that the sensitive one with the playful streak?
No, that was the policeman. This is Outdoors Type with an Interesting Culture.
And a flat in Florence.
Yeah, that's the one. I met him. His name's Sebastian.
Oh, come on. This is a man who says he likes the late novels of Henry James. You must treat all information as suspect.
Josh.
OK, so you met him when?
Just now.
So where's he gone?
He's gone to book a room.
A room?
He offered me money.
What for?
What do you think it's for?
Well, you know nothing about Henry James.
Josh, he offered me money to have sex with him. Well, have you ever done it?
What?
Taken money for sex?
No, well, I do remember something at university involving a Dionne Warwick album, but that was more of a swap. So what did he do when you said no? Anna?
God, it's awfully hot in here.
Anna?
Oh, perhaps it's just me. Do you think I might be having an early menopause?
Anna?
Oh, is it true that they make hormone treatment from horse's piss? That is revolting. Don't you find that revolting?
Stop it. Anna, did you say yes?
I really don't care. Yes. I said yes.
Why?
Because I'm not giving in.
What?
Because I don't want to end up like something out of an Anita Bruckner novel. I don't want to be a faded woman in a cardigan with nothing to look forward to, except a last gasp with a middle-aged man in the Italian lakes.
You're not the only one who has that nightmare, you know.
And I'm doing it because you left me.
I didn't leave you, Anna. I'm gay.
Nancy Mitford? She was in love with a gay man for years.
It didn't end happily.
Neither did we.
And now he's gone to book a room.
Well, if I can't give it away.
Are you ringing me because you want me to stop you?
Do you want to stop me?
I don't know. Do you like him?
No.
Not at all?
No. And you know, sex wasn't the first thing he asked me to do. What he really wanted was for me to go astral travelling with him. You know, he wanted me to meet him at the Grand Canyon at 3 a.m. this morning. Well, apparently it's easy. You just tell yourself before you go to sleep that that's where you're going, and then you just, well, look out for the other person, I guess. I said no. It's been a very long time. Perhaps he's bottled out.
Perhaps he's gone to the cash point.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to do this.
I know. His name isn't really Sebastian.
You surprise me.
It's Alan. I saw it on his credit card when he paid for the drinks.
Alan the Astral Traveller. So what are you going to do?
Oh, go home and go to bed, I reckon. What about you?
Go back to sleep.
Will you dream?
Probably.
What of?
Of Venice.
Mm. I'll meet you there.
On Dorsoduro, that little bar.
Where we ate anchovies. Mm.
See you there in half an hour.
It's a date.
Night-night.
Love you.
Night-night.
And we've just time for one more call, and it's Jean from Greenwich with a query about concussion.
Once upon a time, there was a little baby who wouldn't go to sleep. Every time his mummy and daddy wanted to go to sleep, he would cry. I must be out of my mind. So, daddy went to sleep and snored because he had to get up early and go to work, and apparently his need for sleep was much greater than mummies, who everyone knows can exist on very little sleep despite having to do every bloody thing in the house. Not that your mummy is at all resentful. Oh, no, she's a very happy lady, just very bloody tired. Oh, come on, darling, come on, that's it, that's it. Close those eyes. Close them. Shh, come on now. There's a good boy. Shh. Yes.
Performers:
Paul Merton, Mira Sayal, Julian Clary, Richard Wilson, Liz Smith, Julie Ballou, Tilly Vosborough.
Writers:
Mandy Wheeler, Joss Benathan, Julie Ballou, Rob Colley, Paul Merton.
Music:
Robert Katz.
Production:
Rex Brough, Linda Cobley, Sarah Parkinson.